I'm joined now by NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. British police are reporting explosions, as we've just said, on three subways and on a bus. Is it a coincidence that it was precisely 2 weeks ago, Thursday, today?
Well, we don't know exactly what exactly has happened here in London today, but it certainly seems as though this would be a very unusual coincidence that we're having another incident exactly 2 weeks after the fact, that these are incidents, again, three subway stations and a bus. That's what happened 2 weeks ago in London. And a similar pattern geographically. The attacks 2 weeks ago were the police suspect perhaps designed to be in the shape of a cross, targeting north, south, east, west stations in London. Today, the incidents have been reported in a similar pattern: a station well to the far out in West London, one south of the Thames in South London, one in central but north central London, and then a bus whose windows were blown out in East London. So certainly some striking similarities to what happened 2 weeks ago. Although, again, it's worth repeating, not apparently on the same scale.
So much not on the same scale that police are saying these are possibly even dummy bombs and the explosions are actually detonators.
Right, which is an interesting question here. This question has been raised over whether perhaps these were copycat attacks. 2 weeks ago, what we saw was a very sophisticated, a highly planned series of attacks that clearly had been thought out well in advance. So far, what we know about what's happened today does not appear to have been coordinated at the same level. Certainly does not appear to have caused the same number of casualties, and doesn't appear designed to have been. You know, one dissimilarity is that these attacks happened late lunchtime, when fewer people would have been on the trains, and at smaller stations, less busy stations than 2 weeks ago, when we had major stations in central London being targeted, and at the peak of morning rush hour.
Now, investigators there have linked the earlier attacks of 2 weeks ago with an al-Qaeda-linked group. Is there anything typical about this as far as al-Qaeda goes? This sort of, it seems like an odd sort of fake attack.
Well, certainly al-Qaeda in past has shown that it likes to carry out copycat attacks, so that's certainly something investigators will be asking about as they try to figure out what happened here today. We saw in Madrid a year ago, we saw in Istanbul 2 years ago. Follow-up attacks either were planned and carried out or were planned and disrupted. So certainly that's something that investigators have had their eye on. One point worth noting is that one of al-Qaeda's stated goals is to sow terror, is to disrupt daily activities and disrupt daily life. Even if it turns out that these were detonators on dummy bombs, if in fact this does turn out to be linked, the same purpose is achieved in terms of disrupting daily life, in terms of making people very nervous about going about their daily activities in London.
And just briefly, how are U.S. officials responding?
Well, we have heard that the White House is monitoring this situation very closely. President Bush has been briefed by his national security advisor and his chief of staff, and we're told that here in the U.S., mass transit systems remain on high alert. That was put into effect in the wake of the London bombings 2 weeks ago, and they remain on high alert.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.